That's a wonderful clicky sound.
You really got to work with this.
You really got to get close. You really got to get close.
You really got to make love to the microphone.
I got to get my face all up in this.
You're pretty good, though. You sound pretty good to me. These microphones are sound great.
They're pretty good. They're not good. They're not bad.
Sometimes they're very temperamental, and you can't hear yourself.
I was looking for the L.
Ooh, that sounds
on
good.
On the mic.
The L on the mic? What do you mean? Oh, the left.
On the L on, not the mic. The L on the things on my head.
People are headphones. So confused about what's happening.
Yeah.
You're looking for the left and right, like insignia.
Yes.
On the headphones.
I'm OCD. I had to figure out the directional. Because if I put them on backwards, somebody could walk in here and see.
And poke
and just like be like, man, that guy does not know
what
he's doing.
An idiot.
He does not have his life together. And I'd be like, yeah, I agree.
We've gotten to the point where I don't care anymore.
I've given up.
Past the point of caring.
I'm gonna touch you like a blind
man. Okay, touch me like a blind man.
Oh, yeah, you have him incorrect.
Oh, what?
Backwards. See, so is everything? Do you hear everything backwards?
Yeah, I'm so confused right now.
That's everything's coming through.
All the language is backwards. Jesus.
There's also a button on this cord. What if it happens?
No,
if
don't
I push
touch
it?
That.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That'll stop the recording
session. That might stop the recording session.
You see this little button? It's like,
that's
hello.
The,
you've reached
the
wall.
Is that like a Thanos snap if you push this?
Yeah.
Spoiler.
I just turn into ash. You go like, the show must go on. Somebody find a dustpan.
I wonder if I click it. Oh, yeah. If you move your feet under the table, Murphy likes
it. Yeah, Murphy
that
likes to yell. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
He gets really mad.
I thought I stepped on him and I felt really bad, but then he was just like, bro, don't move those feet.
No.
Will they get mad if I take my shoes off?
No, he'll like it. He'll probably come and lay on your
feet. I wish we had a doggy cam.
Oh, we should do a doggy cam instead.
That would
we
be
should
cool.
just put up. We should instead of recording the podcast with the GoPro, we should just put it inverted on the table.
I have the camera. I forgot to set it up.
Oh,
I'm gonna set it up.
Okay.
I think we should set it up mid.
Yeah. Oh, we're definitely gonna do that.
Mid-cast.
Yeah, that's gonna. It's gonna be like, you know how they say like in stories you should always come in the middle of the story.
Absolutely.
That's what's gonna happen.
Just like any good improv scene.
Media offline? It's an editor.
I don't know. I think it's buffering still.
First of all, welcome back to We Stayed Late.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late.
We have a guest with us today.
I was going to say I've never been here before, but I'll take it.
We're welcoming the audience.
Sean,
in case you didn't know.
Oh, people listen to this?
So we do a podcast.
What are we doing?
We do a podcast.
I thought I was coming over for a dinner party.
No. The candles are for after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Post-pod romance. Okay.
We do a podcast where we talk about anything we want.
Yeah, I like
kind of like a therapeutic session, you know.
Yeah,
if you have
exactly.
Any bad feelings.
And we wanted to invite you on, so we were welcoming the audience.
The people who are listening.
Back to the show. Yeah. But then I wanted to welcome you because it's your first time on the show.
Not my first time sitting across from you talking into microphones.
That's
though.
True. That's very true.
We've we've done this dance in the past.
We've done this tango.
Yeah.
Takes two.
It does.
Last time you and I were talking into mics, we were in a shed.
It's a garage.
What was happening there?
We were in a garage at my house.
We were definitely in a shed. It was a shed.
This debate rages on.
There was a whole debate.
If you'd like to know what we're talking about,
go to
www.isitashed.
Go to our defunct podcast.
we used to do a podcast where we talked about the crazy shit that was happening in the political landscape.
I do remember you talking about
it. Yeah, and we would record it in Sean's shed in his backyard.
I will never concede. It is a garage.
Is it really hidden away? I'm sorry. I'm scrolling through GoPro right now, and I'm trying to format my video. My SD card.
Yeah, there it is.
This is also a podcast filled with tech people, so this is very intriguing to
them. Yeah.
See, we talk about video editing.
That's cool. I'm the opposite.
That's great. We're
I'm the everyman in the podcast.
So we should hand the camera to Sean and have him try and figure out how to
do it. Yeah, we'll be here for hours, guys.
We're almost there, everybody. YouTube listeners, you're about to jump in real quick.
Sean,
are they going to watch this live?
No. Oh, we're recording.
We've never done this angle before. Find out more on www.youtube.com/we stayed late.
This is a very cool angle. In fact, if we had a camera op, I would prefer that this is how the podcast was done.
And we have a guest. Find out at westaylate.com.
She's on the couch.
She was in a nuclear accident and her head turned into a pillow.
She's covering her face in the pillow. Anyway, Oh, you're going to have to get around that. That's going to be crazy. So, Sean, we had a little discussion before the podcast, but I think it's imperative for our audience to understand the state that both you and I and Luis are in tonight. What time is it currently?
I don't know. I don't know where my phone
Alexa,
went.
What time is it?
It's 9:08 p.m.
It's 9:08 p.m. That's like an hour and a half after we usually record.
You stayed late.
That's
I had
it, guys.
To do
thanks
it.
So
I had,
much.
I had to do
thanks
it.
So
yeah.
Much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much. We're done. The podcast
that's
is over.
It. Everybody go Wrap home.
We both had days.
Days.
That would. We've had days within the day.
Yeah.
It's been a.
It's been
hell
a day.
Of a day.
It's do been want, a week.
It's been a month. How? Tell me. I just want to give us a sense of like what today has been like for you.
I would say if I had to describe it in three words.
Okay.
Long, trafficky, sweaty.
Those are my least three favorite words.
I nailed it.
That's true. After a long road trip, my back always sweats. Like, it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. The whole, like, the whole, like, back? Lower back to, like, undergroin region.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the cheeks and... You ever in get between this, and all that stuff. Just
you need
bad.
To get some of this breathable underwear that I got. Ooh, it's a magic.
Is it magic?
Are you talking about just not wearing pants? Because that's my favorite kind of underwear.
It's called... What's it called?
Are you doing a... Is this a plug? Are you guys
no,
sponsored
this is not
by
a plug. No, we're
Luis's
not
sl- underwear?
Nope.
This sponsored podcast by, brought to you by Luis's underwear.
This podcast is brought to you by Ex Officio, which I got at REI. I went camping one time. My brother's like, you need to get this underwear because cotton-based underwear will stink. You get this underwear and it breathes. So you can sweat all day.
Underwear with lungs, baby. This podcast brought to you by Luis's groin.
It's got lungs.
I didn't even
and
realize
you, love
you guys.
It, more, it gets a little hard. What's that? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You're good. Interrupt me
no,
all
please,
you want.
I'm
this is
sorry.
All stupid. This, it's, no. it's, you guys, there's going to be so much stupid stuff coming out of my mouth. I'm just happy to be here to,
this is,
let,
this
to
is,
be able to spew
this.
This.
Why, this is why we brought you here, because I have more fun having conversations with you than I think most people on the planet.
It's true. He told
it's
me.
It's true.
That.
I did.
That's fucking cool, man. Yeah. That's a... That warms
and that's,
my heart.
He's like, that's truthful.
He's like, I'm so glad that he's here. Because you were at the wedding. And he's like, I'm so glad he's here at the wedding because he gets my non sequitur jokes.
Yeah.
And like we just like
even when I don't get them, I just nod and smile. Because I get it.
Yeah, but you write it with confidence. You know?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what he wants.
No, you have to.
So, Sean, I want to show you something I saw today. It's sort of sad. Are you okay with that?
Oh, no.
Well,
are you going to show him that
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I just want to get his reaction.
Can I just stop before you... Is it not like a dead animal?
No,
no
it's not
no,
a dead
no,
animal.
No, no, no,
okay.
No.
Is it a dead person? That bothers
no,
me less.
No, it's not.
If that.
No. And I just want to make it clear that this is actually like this is a legitimate thing that happened to me, and I don't want it to come off like I'm making fun of anybody.
No.
But this is a legitimate thing that happened to me today, and I want
to
share the experience with
you. Are you about to make fun
you.
Of somebody? Because I always feel like that's the thing that the racist guy says before he's like, no, I'm gonna say something.
No. It's a legitimate thing that happened to me. So I was on the subway today because I've been
okay.
taking the subway, and to work, and
Did
I saw this guy
a
come
subway
on.
Subway monster?
No, not yet.
There are a lot of
still
them
waiting
down
on
there.
Those, Cloverfield style. Anyway, I was on the subway and I was sitting in this chair and there's a lot of empty chairs, and so this guy comes walking through the aisle and it's very apparent because. You know, he was like sort of bigger and he had like a presence.
Okay.
And so he was, you know, coming through down the aisle and he sat down and I wasn't really paying attention. I was listening to a podcast and hanging out. And then I look back over and it looks like one of his legs is missing. And I'm about to show you a photo.
You took a picture
looks like
of this
one of
human?
His legs. Yeah,
he
looks
did.
Like one
it's
of his...
a live photo, so if you touch it, it'll move.
Yeah, but we shouldn't do that right now. Okay, so it looks like one of his legs was missing, and I was like, "That's weird," because I just saw this dude walk.
Have you seen this?
Did he just have like a pop-off prosthetic situation?
So that's what I thought.
Or
right?
Was it
like
a fold-up peg leg?
I
on
was
a hinge?
Like, and you can describe. It looks like his leg is missing.
It
right?
looks like
I thought he folded it in. Or
it
something.
Looks like the tip of a big finger.
Yeah. So it looks like his leg was removed and maybe he had a prosthesis that he removed or something. And then I moved my head.
Don't ever move your head.
Don't ever move your head.
Oh, God.
Do you see what's happening?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, dude.
This made me very.
That is the biggest sack of nuts I've ever seen. Oh my god! Okay, put it down. I can't look at that anymore.
It made me very.
That's like staring
grateful.
Into the sun.
Yeah.
Which doctors do not recommend, it, by the way.
So obviously there's something like he has something, some sort of thing that happened like that's wrong. But it was just the blatant, just the boldness of it.
I mean, he has.
No, that dude knows what he's doing. Exactly. He's going out in public and he is showing those things off. It's like that episode of South Park where Randy's got his balls in a wheelbarrow.
And they're bouncing around.
Yeah,
yeah. It was the shock. Yeah, yeah. It was like the utter shock of me just like moving my head and seeing it, and the experience of like not my brain just not comprehending.
This is why you don't look at people on the subway. You just don't do it. It's an unspoken. Don't.
It's
why
a live photo.
Yeah.
I'm so happy where your finger was because it was covering that perfectly. So
good.
Yeah.
Anyway, we discovered that is a thing, and you know how that. So for the viewers at home, there was a what looks like his leg, but then you pan the photo.
He's wearing
over
shorts.
He's wearing shorts. Yeah. You pan the photo.
It's
over
hard
a
to tell
bit.
Because they're camo shorts, so his whole center section is basically not there.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
That's how camo works.
It just
works.
Looks like legs and a torso and some other object floating in space freely.
But then you pan over and you see that it's not his leg. In fact, it is.
No, it's not. It's a part of his between legs.
Yes, it is a. It is a. Hannah's just shaking her head vehemently.
It's not a tumor
at all.
It's so what we discovered is that, you know, obviously there's a thing called elephantitis, or some pronunciation of that. I think that's it, the word is actually slightly different than I thought it was going to be spelled.
It's
like
elephantitis.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
I don't know if that's true. his eyes are very wide. You're lying on a podcast. so apparently that's a thing that can happen when you get that when you get elephantitis or the equivalent, and I thought it was something that was passed down genetically or happened to you like from some sort of
like a
cancer.
Family heirloom.
Very different from family.
Here's my hat from World War II and my giant nuts. I use those there as well.
So it turns out you can get it from a parasitic. Worm.
Cool. Great.
that's given to you by a mosquito.
You ever seen a sack full of worms?
So it's given
Come
to
on the subway.
By,
God.
Given to you by a mosquito.
This
How
is,
terrifying is
dude,
that? That could happen to anybody.
Which is also so not cool because I've gotten bit in the past month by like 40 mosquitoes.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And you know,
I'm going to be like every morning like waking up in fear.
Checking.
I should really go to the doctor.
But there's medicine for it. So the sad thing is, it's like, it's probably just that he can't, and I don't know, but it might be that he just can't afford the medicine, which is...
Well, that, okay.
Which is a whole...
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it's getting
I've got a few theories. That wouldn't surprise me because our medical industry
is
are just...
Bullshit, yeah.
They're worse to look at than what's happening in that picture. But I don't know. He could... That could be like the thing that he's into. Maybe he just
Absolutely
likes to
not.
Share that.
Absolutely. You think so?
Would you go out in public in shorts and let that thing swing around in the wind if you weren't aware of it?
It must have been an issue.
It wasn't even wrapped.
He's just like, this is my life now. There's no way around it. I'm not wearing pants. Like, I've tried that 3 months ago.
But he could have wrapped it with something. Like, put a sock around it like a ski mask or something.
A ski mask?
I don't know. It was big enough to fill a ski mask, I would say
You're very correct.
It was like
or
a size,
beanie,
yeah.
I guess.
A beanie
some sort
would
of
be
a
nice.
Stretchy headwear. That thing needed to be covered, though.
So that's the thing. It's like, look, I get it.
That's offensive to, I think, everyone.
I think it's.
I'm not trying
been.
To body shame anybody.
No,
but
no, not at all.
If I went on the subway and just let my nuts hang out, people would be bummed. Somebody would have something to say about it, me included. Why am I doing this? What is going through
well,
my mind
turn
right
this
now?
Into, we should be grateful for what we have.
Yes,
you know,
and that's what
like,
that
tiny
and
nuts.
That's what I showed Louise.
Yes,
yeah.
Grateful for her tiny balls.
And yeah, I'm healthy. I'd be able to wear my ex officio underwear if I couldn't. You know what I mean?
Brought to you by ex officio, non stinky undies.
realization today. We're like, go to REI, normal.
Man, just listen to your brother.
Yes.
Our lives are not that bad because, like, we could be dealing with that every day, which is, it's objectively, like, he probably should have been covering that up just for, you know.
I will once again revert back to the fact that I am not trying to body shame anyone. But if you are, and there's no way he's not aware that that's going on, because I'm very familiar with what's happening between my legs, because I pay close attention to it at all times, make sure it's not making mistakes and things. But wrap it with, I don't know, find like a sports wrap or, I don't know, wrap it in, put it like some newspaper around it or bubble wrap or just cover it in something.
So you can't see it in the photo, but there was like a 12-year-old girl sitting right in front of him.
Now I've got a lot more issues here.
It's just weird. I mean, she was like completely oblivious. She was
okay.
Like,
here, like, put yourself in the place of you're on the metro.
Yeah.
Man, I had a great day with my kid today in Chinatown. We had such a fun day. Oh my God, my child, what are they seeing?
Yeah.
What do you do in that situation?
I think you just
ignore
it.
Sir, are there children here? Could you maybe do a little scoop?
I mean, I think you just, I think if the kid says what's going on, I think at some other point you tell him the truth. You tell him, listen. Elephantitis.
That's
happens.
A thing.
You should be lucky.
Yeah. So apparently, when I was in, so I would travel.
Keep your citronella candles close, kids.
Ooh, yeah.
Our family would travel to Mexico to go on vacation, and I would go there to play soccer, and like we went to Mexico quite often, and a lot of the beaches there are like you can be topless and there's no problem, both male and female. And so apparently when I was a child, I was on the beach and there was this woman and she started freaking out because she saw a crab or some sort of like thing that was on that was moving. And I was a child. I love bugs. I was like a big fan of bugs as a kid. Big fan of bugs. Big fan of snakes. Big snake fan. Big bug fan. And so I was
Spencer would do great in an Indiana Jones film. He'd be right at home.
Big critter fan. And so when she started screaming and was pointing to it, and I only know this story from the stories about it that I heard because I was too young. I was probably like 8 or 9, maybe a little older than that, maybe like 11. But anyway, I don't remember it. But apparently she was like screaming and got up and was like, what's happening? And I was like, what's going on? And I like ran over and was talking to her and was looking for whatever she was looking for. I don't know what it was. Apparently she was not wearing a top the whole time. And I was entirely oblivious to this as a child.
Yeah,
because I had
as most kids
had no idea.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was looking for the bugs.
Yeah. Well, also kids don't care.
Right.
Like it's before you become a judgmental turd. Like, it's like that part of life. Part of life where everyone should stay.
Right.
Where you're just, like, you're not trashing everything and everyone all the time because you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
Totally.
It sucks.
But it's just weird because I was like, oh, that makes total sense that, like, as a kid, I just didn't even, I wasn't fazed by it. I didn't think about it. I was just like, oh, there's a thing that I want to go see, having a conversation with this just other human being.
And the funny part is, because that's like the in-between phase.
Right.
Especially for a young boy, because if you took it back like 5 or 10 years, you would have been staring at them from a food perspective. But then you get older, and you stare at them from a different point of view.
Right. So it's just a weird, situation.
There's the in-between where you're a kid and you just want to play with bugs.
I feel like
stuff.
That might have been the situation there where it seemed like most people were oblivious or ignoring. And, you know, I had to figure out what was happening. Like my brain was like, what?
I need to know what the problem is.
Yeah.
Get out of my way, topless lady. I've got some inspecting to do of this beach.
I have some
digging
to do.
Can you pick that rock up and make yourself useful?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Yeah.
No, don't run. What?
There are important things to do here. Anyway, there were some. We've had some crazy adventures on the subway. You weren't here last time, Luis, but Star and I had a whole conversation about like I've been taking the subway more often, and there's just been many things, many cultural things that I have learned. Along the way,
you didn't make it.
I
left the last episode on a cliffhanger because as I got out of my car was when you got the text from Luis saying,
"Oh yeah, that's
I'm
right.
gonna make it."
No, so he did make it, and the podcast ended up being an hour and 40 minutes long because he came, and then we had a whole nother podcast.
Oh, we were about to wrap it, and then I brought up Harry Potter, and then the
discussion all went downhill.
Like, 20 more
okay,
minutes.
Yeah, but
the Wizarding World. Yeah.
Oh, I'm into it now. I didn't. I don't
wait, have you know. Read? Have you read Harry Potter?
I don't know how to read.
Oh,
Spencer,
okay.
I've told you numerous times not to bring this
up.
Well,
luckily, Audible.com can help you with that. 20% off if you use the offer code, I don't know.
We don't have an Audible sponsorship.
Is it, I don't know? How do you spell that?
It's,
We can't read, so we don't.
You that's why we either? Use Audible.
Yeah.
So they read
go,
to you.
Go
like,
to Twitter.com and take a picture of our offer code, and then that QRL code will take you to the website, and then from there, that'll help you get
We don't have an Audible. Offer code. We aren't sponsored by Audible. I don't know where you, I don't know.
And of Ex Officio and Audible have joined together to partnership on this podcast.
Wow.
That's it. We're done with this podcast.
Thank
all
you right.
Very much,
well, signing off. That was brilliant.
So Sean.
Yeah.
So you were traveling today and you literally spent all day in the car.
The entire day on the freeway.
Which is a goddamn nightmare.
Like 106 degree heat. With sort of an air conditioner.
What? Why would you ever choose to make that decision?
Oh God, that's a really good question. I don't know if I have a good answer for that. Long story short, picking up junk from my parents' house to get it off of their hands to sell at a yard sale. So I did a lot of driving to do that.
Well, that's very nice of you.
I mean, that's pretty good. So you're having your yard sale.
Yeah.
You're selling all of your stuff.
Everything.
Your whole house.
All of it. Everything I
are
own.
You selling the shed?
I don't want anything. Yeah, if you can pick that thing up, you can uproot it out of the LA ground, go for it.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, so that is like that is the reason that we started taking the subway was because we're literally sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
For
I don't blame you.
What, an hour and a half every
day?
Oh,
yeah, I mean
an hour and a half there, an hour and a half back.
Yeah, I mean, once you hit the 405, I'm just stuck for 20, 30 minutes not moving. So then I just turn on my TV and then I just watch an episode of something for 20 minutes because you're literally not moving anywhere and it takes you forever just to like get on the ramp and move on. And I'm tired of like driving through the streets and fighting my way and taking left turns where I can't take left turns. And so it's this battle of like, do I work really hard to get there just 10 minutes faster? Or do I just take the highway and then wait and sit there?
And I feel so tired.
And you've exactly like when I get home.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's like stressful on so many different levels.
You were trying to get some energy. We found you on our stoop outside of my apartment.
I was stooping hard.
Hardcore stooping.
Or is it stooping tough?
Stooping tough. There it is. You were drinking. What were you drinking that ended up not being
some
a good decision?
Trash Starbucks drink in a can.
What did it taste like?
I don't normally drink coffee, and I just stopped at 7-Eleven, and I needed some caffeine and. And if I had drank like a Rockstar or one of those like
Red Bulls,
like man drinks, I probably would have dove through this window by now. I can't like too much energy. So I was like, I'll drink this like sugar coffee thing.
Yeah.
It just tasted like chemical trash.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
It was not good. Also, it wasn't a carbonated beverage. And when I opened it, it hissed, you know, that like,
yeah.
Yeah,
that
noise, yeah.
Which was troublesome. So from second one,
you were skeptical about that.
It probably had like botulism or something. My eye's probably going to start popping out of my head.
You're
in a second.
Elephantitis.
Yeah, I'm going to have to resort to just shorts and. I don't want to talk about that anymore, you guys. Like that's going to haunt me.
Okay, well, we have some questions we can answer. Martin asks us, you've been granted the powers of King Midas. Your touch changes things into another material. What would you want your touch to turn stuff into? So his Midas would turn it into gold.
Right.
Yeah.
You have the choice to turn it into any material.
The Midas touch.
Yeah.
Isn't that an auto parts place?
Da-da-da, the Midas touch.
So, like, that seems like a terrible concept for a place that fixes your car. Like you bring it in and they start like touching
turn
stuff, everything's
gold
and like the whole thing melts because gold is too soft.
Right.
You get there and your car just like this puddle of gold and they're like, sorry, we tried, but
it's
gonna be $487.36.
What's
though.
Gold worth right now? Yeah, that's all your cars.
There's a cash for gold place down the street too if you want to scrape this pile off the floor. But you're not gonna be able to drive it anywhere.
I had no idea how soft gold was.
It's very soft.
It's pretty malleable.
I remember when I got my class ring, they were like, oh, you can get white gold. And then I got it, and it easily scraped.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is a fucking
And you
bummer.
Can't, especially with like rings, too. If you squeeze something too hard, it'll like flatten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why?
As a kid, you think gold
is amazing.
Like,
gold, yeah. Well, we put such high value on it.
Yeah.
And then
it's like, oh, it's you can't break it.
I guess things like hard chewing gum.
We were looking at...
Very expensive, though. Yeah. Hard chewing gum is much easier to find. It's on the bottoms of a lot of surfaces.
Of a lot of...
Yeah, you can just scrape it right off.
It's on the bottom of everything. Bottom
Bonus,
of purses.
You also feel like a minor.
Yeah.
Not a person that's under 18,
oh,
but
like a
prospector. Pickaxe,
yes,
weird
yes,
hat,
yes, yes.
Long beard.
Spitting at it.
Yeah, talks with a whistle.
Yeah.
We just discovered, so we were trying to put together, we have a, it's Shark Week.
Did we? I don't think we... At all answered
oh, no,
Martin's
we're
question.
Go back to
we'll get to there.
We'll get
right.
We'll get there.
That's when I'm going to interrupt you again, because I love the non sequiturs. That's why I think I enjoy listening to your guys' podcast so much, because it's just like my brain. It's like, okay, I wake up. I should probably eat breakfast, and before I can even think about eating breakfast, yeah. I'm somehow like. On the other side of this city,
yep.
Doing a thing that I had never planned on or had any intentions of doing. And I'm like, what did I not do? Oh, yeah, I should have eaten breakfast 7 hours ago.
Yeah.
Why am I in such a bad mood? Because my brain is all fucking over the place. So, yeah. But
thank
you. Back to you guys.
We were looking at... So we got... It's Shark Week this week, uh-huh. Which is very exciting
all
for those who like
Jaws.
Shark Week. So Luis brought in this, what is it? It's a balloon.
Yeah. It's like, you fill it up with helium and then you can navigate it with a control and it just flies around.
It's
those
sharks.
Remote control sharks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Those things are dope.
Yeah. So he got one of those.
I actually bought it last year.
Oh, okay.
You've been sitting on that for a year.
Well, I was like, I'm going to wait till next shark
that
week
is
to
some
play with this.
Serious patience
yeah,
on your
yeah.
part.
So,
wow. And, you were playing the long game with this balloon.
And we are midweek for Shark Week. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bring it in.
Yeah. All year.
Picture you last year, last day of Shark Week, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have to wait 365 days. Duh! And you go home and put it on a little shelf and kind of stare at it every day for about 3 minutes.
It's almost time.
Soon.
Yeah.
Count down the days. You've got a calendar with X's every day.
So he shows up with it, and it's really cool, but
it's still
not full of helium, right? It's empty. Because
as balloons are when you purchase them before
you get it blown up. And so we were looking up how much it would be to get helium to fill it.
Yeah, I thought we'd go to Trader Joe's and get it filled up.
Yeah.
Oh, they do not have helium at Trader Joe's.
Not anymore. They used to do balloons. Apparently don't do balloons anymore. I was like, why don't they do balloons? I looked it up.
They did used to do balloons. They would give them away to kids.
Uh-huh, exactly. So I was looking this up. I was trying to figure it out. And what I discovered... and I've heard about this. I've heard that it happened, but I didn't realize. So you know how... Did you ever, as a kid, did you guys ever get like the little like gallon tank of helium with like the balloons for like a party? Like you just
I know
get
what
the
you're talking
red,
about. There's a
little
name.
Red tank.
That little red tank has a specific name.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh,
but it does. It has like a name. You buy it in a box, and it's like a little fancy red helium tank. There's like a very specific name for it though.
Like
it's like a silly, fun party name.
Yeah. It's like the
Balloon Time.
Balloon Time.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Is
it really?
It is.
It's actually called Balloon Time.
It's
there's like a little
balloon
logo
time.
On it. See?
That's amazing.
So I was looking on Amazon.
We're trying to get a Balloon Time, right?
We're trying to get a Balloon Time. So I'm going on Amazon to try and buy this thing. When I was a kid, they were not that expensive. They were like $15 for one of these things. $20 maybe. I
would question the validity of that quote.
Why is that?
Because kids don't know what anything is.
No, but
they don't
know
what's going on at all. They're like, oh, I got a thing? Cool.
Remember,
how much is this? What does that mean?
I wanted to buy helium as a teenager.
Okay.
And I went and
that
bought
it. That makes more sense. All right.
Because
God knows what Spencer was doing with helium as a teenager. Some mad scientist experiment.
Yes, exactly. But I remember buying it, and it was fairly cheaper. And I just looked on Amazon. It was like $50 for that tank.
Okay.
Because apparently the price of helium has just skyrocketed.
Inflation,
That's why Trader Joe's has stopped doing helium, doing balloons, because apparently helium is like super rare. Apparently it's very rare.
Very
and
rare
running
element?
Out of it
really?
Quickly. Yeah. Like, oh, well,
can't we just make more helium?
I don't know.
See, this is the problem growing up,
Yeah.
In the 90s, you think you can just get anything at any time.
Yeah, just
helium
make
shortage.
It. Just make it. Give it to me.
Yeah, February 7, 2018. Helium supply tightening again. You know what this website's called?
Helium.com.
Nah, better than that. Gas World.
Oh. Gas World.
Is there an article about...
How did we not see that coming?
You should have seen that coming. That was a really obvious... I'm disappointed. Yeah, helium supplies are tightening. March 19th, 2018. Helium shortage looms.
Man, the things you never think you'll hear in your entire life.
Addressing the helium shortage.
Wow.
The dire helium shortage, vastly inflated from Wired. So people, apparently Wired doesn't believe it.
Wired.com?
Wired.com does not believe in the helium shortage.
So they think that the helium shortage is fake news.
I'd love to see that reporting room of some guy at Gas World just like, I'm going to crack this case. Like, no one believes me. Wired.com doesn't believe me.
Just in a brown suit.
Yeah. Yes.
From Washington like the 70s. Yeah. It's got that huge collar.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's all made out of wool. He's just covered in sweat.
Like, smells like smoke and cigarettes, you know?
His Absolutely.
His voice is really high from doing...
I'm going to crack this case. Yeah.
There are like desks that people used to work there, but now they've been like let go.
Yeah. All of the furniture is levitating.
Yeah. The world is running dangerously low on helium.
It's a weird place to work. Yeah.
Anyway, it is a real thing that it is. There's also just found this. Apparently, according to fizz.org, the article, The World is Running Out of Helium, the Nobel Prize winner. Article on it. There's no chemical way of manufacturing helium, and the supplies we have originated in the very slow radioactive alpha decay that occurs in rocks. It costs around 10,000 times more to extract helium from air than it does from rocks and natural gas reserves. Helium is the second lightest element in the universe.
What's the first?
I believe it is, what's the lightest? What is it called? I remember learning about this. What is it?
I don't want helium to go away.
It's hydrogen, because hydrogen is
number one.
Why can't we just fill balloons with hydrogen?
Because they'll blow the fuck up. Sean's looking at us conspiratorially.
Let's just fill them all with hydrogen, guys. It's going to be fine.
I think they've tried that.
You want to suck my hydrogen vape?
Jesus. Yeah. So anyway,
something about a large balloon exploding in history.
Yeah, something about that.
Led Zeppelin. Yeah, that band.
Yeah.
Yeah, too much hydrogen. Complete flop.
Yeah. But okay, so that brings me back to this original question. If you could touch anything and make it a material, what would you make it?
Yes.
I would make hydrogen.
Oh, so you would do...
Or not hydrogen.
Hydrogen, yes.
Helium.
Spencer gets it. Make everything hydrogen.
Did you know that going into this?
No.
Okay. Because it would have been...
Did you just research an answer out of your brain?
Yeah.
Man, that was impressive. You didn't know what you wanted to do.
No.
And then you...
we got
through
there.
The process of non sequiturs.
Yes.
See, this is
we
why
found
this is
it.
Perfect.
I would make it all into helium. And then we would have.
How would you contain that though? So if say you walked up to Luis and you touched him and he just went, like, would you have to put a balloon around Luis first?
So it'd be a problem.
Please
be,
go
Luis, get in
container.
This balloon.
Yeah.
Why?
So
don't
so
worry about it. I'm just gonna touch you and you're gonna turn to gas.
Little hole and just poke you.
It would be a process, right? So there. Here's the thing about the Midas touch. Okay, so there's like some things you really
break
have
it down
to think
for
about.
Us, brother.
Things you really have to think about
so
when this is
happening.
The thing
about the Midas touch.
So anything you touch turns to that material,
yes.
Right? So how do you wear shoes?
You need,
I don't
like,
know.
Special,
I think
you need special gloves.
Well, especially if you're turning things into helium, because you're basically just naked floating around.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, does the Earth immediately become helium? Have you completely destroyed the fabric of time and
space? No.
Space?
So I think I need a friend because here's what I think we would do. If everything I touched turned to helium, we'd have a way to approach this. The way we'd approach this is that actually, I don't know how you'd wear shoes, but if you wanted to be in a bubble, right? Like, you would have to figure out how to constantly be wrapped continually because is it, I don't think the Midas touch works in, I don't think it works like through materials.
Let's
right?
So say
like,
that you can only do it with your hands. That there's a rule we'll apply. The rest of your body
your
is
hands.
Inert.
I'm trying to approach
your
this from like
fingers
anything,
are
though.
The Midas touch.
So if I touch something, if it was gold, it'd be easier. Because if I touch gold and then that gold touched something. That thing that the gold touched wouldn't turn into gold.
No.
Right.
Right?
It's like this laptop. If you touch the laptop.
Laptop would turn to gold. But not the table.
Unless you rested your hand on the table.
But helium becomes different because you're going to go through the laptop.
Exactly.
And through the table.
So that's why helium becomes a bigger challenge. So if you have the Midas Touch traditional, we're talking traditional here.
Just
traditional,
hand.
No. We're talking body, but we're talking traditional Midas Touch where things turn to gold.
You would so be if able you to, bumped into something with your elbow.
It would turn into gold.
Gold.
But what you could do is wear a suit made of gold.
Okay, see what I mean? Then wouldn't you be stuck?
Not if you heat
it
up.
You'd be like a statue man.
Not if you heat it up, because it's malleable.
But then you'd be all burned.
Yeah, you know, it's a sacrifice you have to make to be able to move.
So in this scenario, you are a scab man who's covered in burn scars, wearing a hot golden suit, just to be sure that you don't accidentally bump into your cat and turn it into a gold statue cat.
I think you nailed it.
This sounds like a horrific life.
So this, again, like, that's the thing about the Midas Touch. It's like, they say
it ruins you.
They say it's not a good thing because, you might touch. No, it is a living nightmare.
Yeah, it would be horrific.
There's no way in which the moment that the Midas Touch.
Because everything you love becomes,
gold.
Or whatever.
Whatever material.
Helium.
But like
I loved my girlfriend, and now she's a gaseous state in my apartment. She's in a balloon. I guess I love the balloon.
Would you breathe her in for like one last time?
Oh, that seems real creepy.
Yeah, that seems creepy.
But she's gone forever. She at least should be
you
a part of me.
You just suck her in. I love you so much.
but like, there's a whole story about the Midas Touch, and the whole thing is like, oh, he thought it was so great until he touched the thing he loved, and then he touches. Wife or something?
I would
or
imagine
daughter?
He runs into everything.
I think his daughter, yeah.
Is it his daughter? He does something and then the thing he loves turns into gold and he's
it
like,
a big
oh no, this is a bad thing. But like, no, there's a nightmare for the moment
it happens.
It's a
nightmare scenario.
Yeah, for the moment it happens to you.
Well, depending on how it's filmed, I guess. That could be a real dark story or it could be a zany romp.
Zany.
If you put some fun 70s British music up to it. Yeah, some like Benny Hill type of stuff.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
But if it is just your hands, that makes it a little.
Luis collided with his own microphone.
And it's gold. That was my brain dying a little bit.
Yeah, it's gold.
But if it is just your hands, I think that makes it easier, right? Like, that makes it a little more manageable.
If you're limiting it to your hands.
So let's say that. I would definitely go with helium just because that seems like a fun thing to be able to do. Like, oh, now you're floating. Like, that seems like fun. Like, I would be able to, if for example, if I wanted to change.
You have to say that, though.
Now you're floating. Like, if I wanted to turn Luis into helium.
Spencer's making stuff float again.
I would definitely wrap him in a balloon first, but then what I have to do is I have to have somebody hold open the valve of the balloon. I'd have to reach in and touch him, and then quickly have that person tie up the balloon because it'd take a moment for that helium.
Would he still be sentient as the helium, or would that just turn him into
useless
gas? No,
because I think when things turn to gold, they become
just gold.
Just gold.
Right? You just become whatever that
changes.
Thing is.
Yeah.
So you're basically just walking around murdering,
killing
things.
People.
Yeah, I think
for the sake of helium.
I think that's a sacrifice we're all going to have to make. I wonder if I get arrested.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like if the cops tried to grab you, just
touch
helium.
Him.
So nobody would touch you. They'd all be terrified.
But the handcuffs would turn
even if,
helium too.
I guess, they could shoot you unless you could grab the bullets. Like if you were really fast and you just
that'd
turn the bullets into helium and slap them out of the air.
You know, that's the thing is like that would be one of the upsides of having a whole body. That turns things to helium. Is that I'd be running around naked and turning the ground to helium.
You'd basically be a god.
But when
if they shot you, then you would just keep going farther and farther down the earth.
See, but here's the issue. Yeah,
and then
in
get
that
crushed
if your whole body,
by the core.
You're touching the earth, so every grain of sand under you would just sink.
That is
as the earth below you became helium.
Unless I
would just sink into the core. And explode.
Unless I developed some
there
way.
There would just be a big hole in the earth that used to be Spencer.
But
and there would just
know.
Be fire if, and like high-pitched gas noises
that's
coming
true.
Out.
But what if I developed something that could hold the helium that would like allow my feet to float because of the helium? Because the helium's lighter than I
feel like you've got yourself a screenplay, buddy.
I feel like, this sounds like your own villain.
You write this down.
Helium man. Helium man!
It's like Mike Tyson with the voice. It's a terrifying, imposing person with this little squeaky voice.
That would be amazing. A dark, movie about like this guy who just kills people with helium.
Yeah.
He just turns people to gas.
Because it's funny, but it's
he's gas man.
Because you couldn't help but laughing every time he opened his mouth.
Right.
So people wouldn't be afraid of him, but then he would like murder them out of rage because they just can't take that people are always laughing at him.
Because his voice is so high.
Yeah.
Because everything he touches turns to helium, including inside his body, which means the air. No, he. I would suffocate. I would die. Because air that touches my lungs.
See, I think that's why it has to come back to just be in your hands, bud.
Yeah, it does.
Otherwise, you're screwed.
I think it needs to just be the hands. Okay, well, I think
that's the rule.
I think that's the rule. Okay, well, in that
case...
Have you, this
reminds me, have you seen Aladdin 3?
No.
Was that one of the straight-to-VHSs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, didn't catch any of those. No.
Oh, yeah. Aladdin didn't catch those, Buster. Aladdin meets his dad? Papa. Oh, yeah, he meets his dad, and...
I'm assuming his dad is an actual street rat.
Oh, his dad's
like a real rat
Aladdin
person.
And the King of Thieves.
King of Thieves. So Aladdin meets
his
dad, who is
the king of thieves.
Oh, he's definitely the king of thieves. And guess what he's looking? Guess what he's trying to get?
What?
All of Aladdin's booty?
He's trying to get the Midas hand.
Oh, he's trying to get the Midas hand.
And so he's going all over, looking around town, saying, I need the Midas hand. I need the Midas hand. And then he goes.
Does this involve him actually severing a man's hand?
No, so the hand is actually
very un-Disney.
The hand is hidden in a temple. And the temple is hidden on a turtle.
So it's like
and
a glove.
And that turtle is hidden. Yeah, it's like a glove.
Why is it on a turtle?
Because you can never find
it. I'm not going to ask
it.
That question.
It doesn't matter. It's
just
a whole plot.
I didn't ask
say,
that.
This is Aladdin 3.
That's a little. Straight to VHS. There's a reason for it.
But listen, Return of Jafar, pretty good. You know what I mean? After that, I was like.
Was that the second one?
Oh, baby. Yeah, it's a classic.
Okay. Straight to VHS.
But great. Okay. Known as a cult classic of Return of
Robin Williams did not come back, though.
No, he didn't. But he did come back for episode 3. Number 3.
Oh, did he?
Interesting.
Yeah, for the King of Thieves, Robin Williams said, I'm coming back because Return of Jafar was so great.
I'm gonna play the audio of this trailer.
All right.
So we can hear what it sounds like.
Is that
like.
Legal?
He missed. Yes.
Sure. We're going to commentate on it.
Cool.
Is that louder now?
Robin Williams.
Oh, he came
some
back
Godfried.
And the King of Thieves. Aladdin and Jasmine's dreams are finally coming true. They're getting married. But a band of notorious thieves. That's the dad.
Father's
alive. Lead Aladdin into his greatest adventure ever. Show me the way. Follow the train
of the 40 thieves. What did they say? Oh. That
would be a problem. Oh, they have a music scene.
Luis is dancing.
40 Thieves. Aladdin and the King of Thieves
features 5 brand new songs. I wouldn't expect
5?
Anything less.
Including the genie, brought to life again by the one and only Robin Williams. He's back.
Wow, they have like a video, a live action video of him doing it.
That's
in the trailer.
Fantastic. And take part in the wedding of the century.
Wow. They're finally getting married.
Is that a song? Oh, wow. Aladdin and the King of Thieves.
The party starts August 13th. 1996.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's want to play. It wants to play the Return of Jafar. Nope.
I really got into Aladdin. I watched everything. I watched even the TV show.
I do remember there was a TV show. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool. I didn't know.
Anyway, they
I didn't know Robin Williams came back for one of them. I'll have to watch that. Big fan.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
I would say Return of Jafar maybe is a little better than The King of Thieves. I think you know
going deep cuts.
Yeah, I think Robin Williams was like, damn, everybody liked Return of Jafar. I made a fucking mistake. And then he was like, I'm going to do King of Thieves. But
well, I think because there was a feud between he and Disney. And I think that's probably why he didn't come back.
Interesting.
Because it was some sort of a situation in which he had done the first one.
Yeah.
And there were rights to using his voice. And he had kind of, you know, put up a deal with Disney saying, you can use me this, you know, in this way and that way. And they totally went against that, and they used him to advertise for a bunch of stuff against his wishes, and he was like, what'd I say? And then, so a rift was created, and
I think that maybe was why he
went back for a minute, and then maybe they obviously they resolved something because he came back for the third one.
The third one, yeah. Maybe they just offered him a lot of money.
Yeah, because I think they pulled some shady stuff where they were like trying to make a bunch of money by using his voice without
his...
I'm
surprised. Right. How Disney... Right?
I know. I know. As a kid, I don't want to trash Disney. I'm a huge Disney fan. But
no, yeah. So am I.
I mean, it is
a... But we can level
criticisms
at our... Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to be able to hurl some criticisms at the thing you love from time to time.
There's a great picture of like Mickey's head on top of Thanos's body. And he's putting the different companies on his gauntlet. Where he's got Disney, Star Wars, Marvel, and then soon to be Fox.
Yeah.
And it's just like all these companies that he's just putting in his gauntlet just to... I don't know. I don't know why that... Where does it go from there? He snaps them? Doesn't make sense.
Also, this has to have been brought up before about the whole snapping with a metal glove, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you snap a metal glove?
That's a Mythbusters question.
Your fingers are malleable and...
Well, and the sound is... The sound...
If you took a metal thing and put it on a metal thing and it would... You'd get like a squeak at best, I think.
Well,
or maybe like
the
a
sound. The
dink.
Sound of the snap is coming from the finger hitting
the
hand.
Other part of
not from
so
the movement.
At best you get
so
like
at best
a
you get a
dunk
ding.
Or yeah. Has
well,
that
maybe,
gotten
maybe the reality,
brought up?
Maybe the reality stone changes reality.
I guess that's
snap.
True. If you could turn somebody into ribbons
or bubbles,
yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. But it does seem weird, right? That like it just seems like there could have been.
But we're also talking about a universe in which a giant purple man with a wrinkle face comes from space to collect a bunch of rocks and put them in a metal glove to wipe out half of
existence. To bring balance. Instead of just,
just chilling? Yeah. Just not being an asshole?
Or get more resources for everybody.
Right? Yeah. Couldn't he have just snapped more resources into existence?
Absolutely he could have. And that's what makes him a villain.
Exactly. He's a nut.
He's like, I have all this power now. Now I'm gonna do the thing that I originally set out to do, which is what I think is right, but is gonna destroy half of the universe.
Yeah.
When he could have just been like, oh, I'm gonna create more things for everybody. More space, more...
Make a couple more planets, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not just make a planet, bro?
Like, throw a kegger
make some
for
planets,
everybody.
Bro. Anyway. You guys didn't answer the Midas touch question, and I'd like to know.
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to be boring.
Yeah,
just,
that's fine.
I'm at
just
a place
boring.
In my life where I need money. I'll just take cash.
Just cash. Just straight up cash. Well, I think it has to be a material. It says
cash is a material.
Well,
listen,
it would be paid.
Is it just a random assortment?
I'm in a low place.
Do you touch something and like change and random bills explode out of it?
$100 American.
What if you touched...
And I'm going to wear an American $100 American glove. So
just one.
What if you did
like Michael Jackson?
Yeah, it'll be my right left hand. It'll be my left hand that turns things into dollar bills.
What if you touched stuff and it became the money that it was worth? Would that feel more fair?
So if I touch a car, then I'd get $40,000 pop up out of it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Because if I touch it and it just turns into $100, that's a waste.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It would pay off later.
That's interesting. What if I touch a person? Then you'd be like, oh, how much are you worth?
Yeah, nothing.
Whatever you make what your salary for the
actually,
year.
Actually, you would have
that's
money.
That's how much you're worth.
You would have money detract from you because you
no,
because
I feel
money.
Like rich people are way worthless. Like, like if anything, you find like some poor ass creative type, and he would be worth a lot more, in my opinion, than some like scumbag old white guy
who's been
like trading stocks and like hoping for the downfall of all colored people.
Sure.
Like,
yes.
Because this country is full of them.
Yep. I think,
and if that offended you, good.
I think they would just turn into nothing. I don't think we inherently have a money value to us.
Yeah.
Well, that all depends on your perspective of your outlook on life, and what is value? What is worth?
So whoever owns that Midas touch, that they influence.
I think it's what you perceive something to be worth.
So that means if you could change your mindset about how much things are worth, you could get a lot more money out of shit.
So if someone could technically brainwash me, and then brainwash me to think that this person is worth millions of dollars,
then they could get millions
and
of dollars.
Then
I touch them,
but on a less,
I assassinate them.
But on a less like conspiratorial level. If you just were to focus on this table being worth millions of dollars, then in this example, you could turn the table into millions of dollars.
Yeah, but subconsciously, I would know that this table is not
true.
Worth. I would have to be incepted.
That would also be really annoying because all of our gear would fall on the ground and there would just be like a pile of like broken mics and money.
That's true. Although,
that's why you wear the glove. That's why you wear the money glove.
It'd be worse if it turned to helium. Because
he said about wearing a gold suit or gold bodysuit.
Yeah, that whole scenario, I'm not.
But if I'm wearing.
I'm not a big fan.
I'm wearing a glove, dollar hand.
Yeah, that's fine.
Dollar bill glove?
Yeah, there you go.
Dollar bill glove.
Dollar bill glove.
It'd be better if this turned to money than helium, though.
Yeah, that'd be great. This table. Buy everyone dinner.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So, are you going to buy us dinner?
If I had a Midas
damn it.
Dollar glove hand.
That specifically applies to that scenario.
Yeah. Sean, what would you change materials into?
Puppies, consistently? Dude. Puppies. Everything would be puppies. Everything I touched, puppy explosion. And I want, like depending on, like, for each pound that object weighs, you get 3 puppies for each pound.
Holy crap.
So, like, if you ran up to a tank and touched it, it would just be like, 5,000 puppies! And then you just, like, lay down and giggle.
Just go to war. Nope. Puppies.
I've got a caveat to that. So, the puppies last for 30 seconds. So that the planet isn't just covered puppies
word.
That are like starving, and it becomes a Sarah McLachlan commercial where, you know, in the arms of the
angels. What happens to the puppies' bodies?
They just
turn
into helium, and then Spencer can come and collect.
I'm okay with that.
It's the perfect scenario.
As long as they're just not bodies of like puppies.
As long as they don't die?
Oh, it's just a murder land. Like just wastelands of dead dogs everywhere. I'm not a monster, Luis.
The year's 2045. There are dead puppies everywhere.
Mountains of puppies litter the earth. Only the strong survive. Yeah, no. I'm not talking about a nightmarish wasteland. Like, but I also don't think they like Thanos Ash, because that just seems like sad.
They'd have to
where they like look at you and they feel it, and they're
be like a cute puppy, like,
and then I think it's more like a like kid popping bubbles, like
that's just fun.
Like no more puppy, but the kids are sad. Run over there and touch that tree. Ah, puppies are everywhere again.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
you could be like just surrounded by puppies.
I think
like
that's the move too. Yeah. You just puppies. Yeah, just
and then you just
run up to Trump Tower. 4 billion puppies. Done. Yeah. Just like a giant puppy avalanche.
Yeah, like a little, there you go.
But none of them are hurt.
No. They'd have to.
Because they're all so soft. They
On
30
that,
seconds later, no more puppies.
On that same note, Kush asked us, what are
you're welcome, Martin. We finally got
Martin. You're welcome. What I
hope that was worth an hour and a half of conjecture and nonsense.
What are your favorite non-pet animals? Mine is elephants, is
humans.
What Kush says. Humans.
Yeah.
You like humans the most.
Yep. Keep a bunch in a cage under my house.
Oh my god.
I said non-pet human. Non-pet animals.
Non-pet humans.
Non-pet animals. Things that you don't keep as a pet.
But I want.
But you like.
Oh, I totally see where you're coming from with this. Yep.
Humans.
So humans?
No. Oh, okay. No. Humans are monsters and I hate them.
I was going to say.
I think that we share
a mutual agreement that humans are pretty
bad. I legitimately believe that human beings are the worst things that have happened to anything since everything.
You can quote
me on that.
What about babies?
Babies, I mean, whatever. They're like little piles of useless mush.
What about
adorable.
What about fetuses?
Ugh. It's like a sack of cells. May as well be hanging out in some guy's shorts on the subway. Callback! That's it, guys. I'm leaving.
We're done.
Leaving on a high note.
I loved cheetahs as a kid.
This is a cool question. I like this question.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I liked cheetahs as a kid. His name is Kush.
Kush?
Yeah.
Oh, this dude's so high right now. he's going to listen to this and just be like, yeah. Like, but doesn't matter what we say. Same reaction. Okay. Yeah.
He said, okay, 420. Got to get the podcast ready and go.
Click.
I was fascinated with cheetahs as a kid. I don't know if that's still true. I don't know if that's what I like the best.
There's like weird parts of this country where people have cheetahs for pets. Like
that's true.
You go to like,
but I feel like
Florida
that's the case with like
Vegas,
any.
There's gonna be some hillbilly who's like, y'all want to see a cheater? Take you into some weird back room in his house, past his lab. God knows what he's cooking up. Don't touch anything. It's flammable. Yeah,
it's helium.
Helium.
No, it's hydrogen.
Yeah, his whole house is full of hydrogen. Just balloons of it bobbing around precariously floating over candles.
Oh my god.
It's got some cheetah in a cage the size of like a chinchilla habitat. So and sad. It's just like in there crying.
Did you know that cheetahs meow?
That's cool, dude. I don't know why that's so cool to me, but that's really cool.
They meow like
a creature that could literally tear your face off. Could you cue up some cheetah meows?
Yeah, hold on.
Let's get a super cut of cheetah meows.
It definitely exists.
You're going to cut all this out. We're going to cut straight to the cheetah meows, right?
Well, I'm going to pull it up right now, and we're gonna listen to it. Here we go. Meowing cheetahs. You guys ready?
Yes. I'm real ready.
Okay, let's see. Oh, I have to put this up.
Is this really happening? This isn't this isn't a fake thing? That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, look it up. If you don't believe me, go look it up. The first video we type in cheetah meows on YouTube is this video.
Wow. It's crazy. Like, if you really put it into perspective the fact that like a house cat is somehow technically a descendant of a giant like tiger beast that could literally just pick you up and rip you in half like a Twinkie.
I have
because the things meow like it's crazy. Like, I wouldn't ever think that one of those types of cats could make a little noise like that.
Yeah,
it's
huge.
It's always weird to go to the. It's kind of cool, but going to the zoo and seeing lions and tigers.
Yeah,
it's cool to see them, but there's always that part of me that's like, this shouldn't be happening.
There was like a thing I saw on Reddit where this little kid was just like, oh, I'm a little kid, and I'm just like touching the floor, taking gum off the floor, and then a tiger, was hunting it. But it was like there was a see-through glass, you know. So the tiger thought he could get the kid, so he got under the water and was slowly creeping and creeping and creeping, and then he jumps and hits the glass, and he just falls on the floor, and the kid is just oblivious to everything that's happened. But it's creepy to think that
that tiger would have done that. Yeah. It would have killed him.
It's just a creepy thing. Had to be there. HTBT.
I've seen that video. It's terrifying. pangolins? Do you guys know? Is it
penguin? Did you just mispronounce penguin?
No, I know what he's looking at.
Yeah. Is it called penguin?
They're little birds. They swim around the water.
No. A pangolin.
It looks like a
major
like
predators
a sand,
or like seals it looks like and
a
whales.
It looks like a sand
looks
slash.
Looks like a sand. Yeah, sand slash or sand shrew.
A sand shrew. There you go.
They're you know like the armored.
Pointy birds, you guys. They're black and white. They have little beaks. They waddle around. The males stay with the eggs. Guys, penguins. They made a movie about them marching around. I'm pretty sure the guy from. They danced?
Happy Feet.
Yeah, the guy from Shawshank Redemption was one of the voices or the narrator.
Holy shit, he was.
What's his name? He's got a very...
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. He's got a very pleasant voice.
Pangolins are like this... there's this bird.
Yes,
they're black and white, and they
have... Yes, thank you. Okay.
They're like an armadillo. They're really cool. Those might be... Those are in the running.
I gotta come around. I gotta see this thing. Okay.
It's like a... It's like this.
Oh, it's like an armadillo and a tank.
Yeah, it's like an armadillo and a tank.
Yeah, I want one of those.
Those are real cool, right?
Wait, is that a picture of two of them mating?
Maybe. No, I think it's a baby.
Nah, they're fucking...
No, Temminck's ground penguin and baby.
Speaking of mating, did you know that sharks have two penises?
Yeah, they have two penises.
What does the other one do?
They both do the same thing.
Does one, like, wrap around it like a belt?
It can get them at any angle.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. Left,
just
right,
firing
boom,
off
boom,
from
boom.
All. Just wherever you're at, Sharky's gotcha.
It looks okay. They look like if you put your two fingers out and you go like this.
There's a lot of suggestive things happening on the other side
of
this.
And there's the shark body's like this, and they just sort of dangle down there below the body, and they float on by, and they're really weird and creepy, and they look like little tentacles.
Yeah,
like little
and then
squid
they grab,
arms.
They grab the women shark with their teeth.
With their teeth, they grab the shark.
Holy!
And then they just
shit.
Go like, "Are you on my left? Yeah. Left clasper. Are you on my
right?
Right clasper.
Clasper.
They're called claspers.
The penises are called claspers.
Penises, so they can attack them either way.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. We talk about that in our Shark Week episode.
We do.
A lot of genitals going on in this podcast.
Yeah,
today.
That's true. More genitals than usual,
title.
I think.
Yeah.
What?
Animals.
Animals. Favorite animals.
Well,
ducks?
Non-pet animals.
Non-pet animals.
Dude, ducks are dope.
Ducks are super cool.
I love
cool.
ducks.
Yeah.
And also, ducks are pretty cool. If you cannot look at a little fleet of baby ducks and not feel nothing but sheer joy and love, you do not have a soul. Yeah, those things are the most adorable little, just little quacky. Little quacky, you just want to pick them up and squeeze them.
I feel
them.
Like you would need to get them as a little duckling, because I've heard that they can get pretty ferocious as an adult.
Yeah, but don't they also, like, they will, what's it called when they, like,
they'll imprint?
You, imprint, yeah. So if you, like, have them as little guys, they will, like,
they'll follow you around
you're my buddy.
Yeah, like, but you're the mom.
I want to do that. I want to have a duck.
Yeah, I feel like it wouldn't be very
conducive.
The
problem with ducks, though, is they shit
everywhere.
The time.
Yeah. That would be
just
hard.
Just constantly.
Well, again, this is
that's
a non-pet.
That's what you always hear, like a ferret. People are like, oh, it's adorable, but I hear they smell.
Yeah, they kind of stink. Yeah.
So, yeah. You know.
But sort of like mice and hamsters and guinea pigs and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They probably
little rodents. They're stinky little hairy things.
Yeah. But yeah, those are pretty cool.
Elephants would be very cool.
Yeah, that's what Kush said was elephants.
I've legitimately always wanted a pet raccoon.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I think that's totally possible. I think
people do.
People,
like,
yeah. Like, feed them with little milk.
They're
like
so cool, man. Like, they have those little hands.
Yeah.
They're like scary little bears.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever gotten close up to a raccoon?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it passing by, and I'm like, oh, a raccoon. Like, I feel like I'm like I'm Pokemon hunting. Like, I finally
see
one.
Dude, they're so cool. And they always, like, stop and look at you.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's a rarity.
It's a trip,
like,
dude.
Yeah.
Scariest experience I've ever had with raccoons was I was leaving my parents' house in college. It was 7:38. Dark outside, though.
Yeah.
Walk out onto the porch, which is about 6 feet deep till you get to the stairs down into the yard. I open the door, turn around, close the door. When I turn around, there are three full-size raccoons less than 5 feet away from me that had climbed up onto the porch. Like, all kind of like just hunched over staring at me, and we all four of us just kind of stared at each other for a second, and I just reached back and slowly opened the door and backed into the house, because those things will attack your ass if they feel threatened. And these were like full grown, like on their haunches, 2 feet tall.
They're
just
pretty,
staring at me,
and I feel like they have big like their torso.
Yeah,
they're round. They're big,
they're very imposing, especially when you're within 5 feet of them. Yeah.
Yeah, no, every time I see it, I try to skimp away real quick.
They're pretty cool.
They're very scary.
They're pretty cool. I do like, yeah.
Would it be
like
a situation where you would have to have them as a little raccoon?
I think if you get them when they're little, then it's that same situation of like the imprinting. Like,
yeah, I think you still do run the risk, like you do with monkeys, of them like going, hurting you at some point.
I think like chimps, how they'll like bite your face off and like tear off your genitals.
Oh my God.
Chimps are terrifying.
They're
like, they've been documented as doing that. Like, They'll snap after a while, and like they'll go for they go for weak points. They go for face. They'll literally bite your face off, and they've been known to tear people's genitals from their bodies.
I didn't know.
Horrifying.
That.
That's
terrifying.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's why you don't keep these animals.
I was gonna say,
they're not meant to be pets.
Like,
yeah.
They
aren't.
They're almost as smart as people.
As much as you want to, but yeah, at the same time, think about the fact that like if somebody like me, like, kept you under my house in a cage, you'd go nuts after a while.
Yeah,
like, not that I do that.
And especially if you don't have more than one of them around. They're, like, completely alone, which they're pack animals, tend to do well in social environments.
Yeah.
But, like, they're completely, like, they're different from
us. You disconnected them from their reality.
Yeah.
It's like those movies where, like, aliens come and take two people and put them in their alien zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I hate everything about this. And if I ever get out of this cage, I'm stabbing somebody.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to kill those aliens.
It makes
sense.
Like,
for
you just go
we've
nuts
given
after
you everything you need.
We give you your habitat. Yeah, this sucks, dude. I want to go, like, just hang out somewhere and not be in my habitat.
Yeah.
We've given you a computer.
Although I do like the man-sized hamster wheel. That's pretty cool. I enjoy the hell out of that. Because you know watching Double Dare as a kid, you've always wanted
this
man-sized hamster wheel.
Apparently Double Dare is back.
It is. It's back,
is
baby.
Is Mark Summers back? Because if he's not, deal breaker.
I don't know. Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. That dude, because he did like Food Network stuff for a while.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. He did like...
I feel like the Food Network
like
always
Brown
circles their
stuff.
Hosts.
Yeah.
Like they are incestuous about their hosts at Food Network. Like, I was like, I saw you in three other shows. What are you doing in this show? They're just like...
They get a talent, and they can just... They
I know,
just
it's basically almost like an ensemble.
Yep,
like,
they
once
ride
you become
that talent
part of Food Network, it's like, you get a show, you get a show, you're going to guest on this show, you're going to guest on that show, you're going to be on this show. Because why not? You're all in the same studio. They're like, oh, we're going to think of a new concept of a show. We'll just get this guy from that show to join in, and then we'll get those viewers from his show into this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fine Dining with Guy Fieri.
Yeah. And then you get that one guy with the glasses.
Alton Brown.
Is that the guy from
I think that's his
Iron
name.
Chef?
right? Alton Brown?
Alton Brown is the guy who did Good Eats.
Yeah, right?
So yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, that dude's great. Yeah.
I love Good Eats.
But they're all fun hosts. Like,
they're
all
great.
Of them.
No, they're great.
They're
hosts,
all like wacky dudes, and they all have their own little weird personality quirks. Yeah. Like, yeah, it makes sense that they recycle them. Like,
no, it's, I mean, they're
like,
good.
This show is getting kind of stale, but people still like the person hosting. Yeah. So, like, throw them onto a new concept.
It's like a
makes
crossover.
Perfect sense. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I figured it out.
What?
I figured out.
What animal?
What animal?
What is it?
An octopus. Those things are fucking cool.
Yeah, they're super smart, too.
Super smart. Can change color, camouflage.
Yeah.
I don't want it as a pet. Because it's way too smart. It's like a chimp for me. It's like way too smart to ever keep it a pet.
Yeah, it's cruel to do.
But I want
to
hang out with it. Like, I would love to hang out with an octopus and just watch
like,
it work.
You, like, swim down there with
him? I don't know if I probably would. I would just like to observe. I would like to go into nature and just watch an octopus work. Because I feel like it's so smart. It's like a crow. Like, crows are crazy, too. Crows are crazy smart.
Yeah.
I feel like they have that. They have the, I don't know.
Would you be like, go down, you'd like, you know, bow down to the ocean and then kind of sink down and find it? Is that what you mean? Or would you keep it at your house in like a big tank?
No, I don't really want to keep it in a tank.
I think he wants to visit it in the wild.
In the wild?
Yeah. Right?
Like scuba style.
I think so. I'd like to go to an area where they know.
Like Christina Sonata.
Yeah. Where they know where it is. And they know that, okay, there's a bunch of octopus that live around here.
Yeah.
I'd like to go down and just camouflage into the ocean floor and just watch.
Our first episode of Shark Week on Snapchat, which you can find.
On Snapchat.
There's a woman named Christina Zanotto, and she is basically like have domesticated these sharks and like treats them like pets, like dogs and cats. She'll call them over. It'll come over. It'll snuggle. It'll fall in her lap. And she can just like pretty much do whatever they want, and they all love her.
Yeah.
So that's the situation.
She brings it and pets it.
I was actually watching one of those video guys.
Are my headphones on backwards? Hold on.
Yeah. Switching back around. I was watching one of those videos that you guys posted. Almost did it again.
Yeah.
And that was like so wild watching those dudes down there like petting the sharks, and the sharks were so chill. And I thought that was so awesome because there's so much stigma around sharks. People view them as these like ferocious man-hunting beasts, but they're just animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like anything else, when they get scared, they're going to use the thing that they know how to do, which is bite you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we talk about
the
episode.
Or if they're hungry and they think you're a seal or something.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
in their place.
You're in their world. Because
I guarantee
world.
You, if a shark popped up onto land, some dude would walk up and just stab it because that's...
if it walked into our house right now, we'd be like, what the fuck? Get out of my house.
Exactly. So it's just, it's funny the way we perceive things. But they're scary, but they're just animals.
Yeah,
they're just doing their
thing.
And
that's why I think it's so cool that you guys, like, they do stuff like Shark Week to, like, bring to attention. Like, it's so cool to watch a human being down there, like, cuddling with a shark and, like, petting it. And the shark... like enjoying it legitimately, like, oh, this is cool.
Oh, you feed me, you're cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, we're buddies, like, I don't need to take your arm off.
Yeah, and it knows, it's like, oh, you're not what I eat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like those squirrels at the park that run up to you, and they're like, bro, I know you have it,
just
give me the food.
Well, that's the thing, that there are a couple really interesting things that we learned this year. I mean, we sort of knew them, but we experienced them firsthand, and one of them is just that, like, sharks, if they know that you're a human, they're not...
They're typically disinterested.
They're not interested in you because you're not what they eat. Like, you're not the the thing that provides them food.
Several types of sharks that will actually eat people.
No, there aren't. There are no. As far as we've seen, there are no.
None at all. I thought
none.
I thought it was like the tiger shark or something.
So we
that
went down.
Actually...
So we went down with tiger sharks, and they have no interest in eating people. They will bite.
Yeah.
Because they are aggressive and they're territorial. So
they'll bite to kill, but they don't want
to
actually...
They'll bite to protect their space.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do, but they won't... But they. But
I was always
they'll
under
bite
the impression
and let go.
That there were like
they'll
one or two species that would actually...
And that's the impression that most people have. And no, there are no species,
cool,
as far as we know, that they consume. And the
learning
other
stuff.
Yeah. The other really important thing
Shark
that we
Week.
Learned is
yeah,
Shark Week.
Exactly.
Is that... actually, there are two more things I want to talk about. The first one is that sharks, like you were talking about before, with their teeth, like, they basically, and I've said this over and over, they use their teeth like people use their hands. So
yeah, it's a tool.
So like, they don't have hands.
They don't have arms.
So when they're investigating something, if there's something like
it's
that's
like how a
weird,
dog does most things with their face and their front paws.
Yeah.
Like,
They so when they see something and they're like, "What is that?" They'll go over and like bite it and like move it just to see what it is.
Yeah, like but they're like inquisitive. They want to understand what's happening in their surroundings.
But if you're a human and it bites you and moves you to figure out what you are, suddenly you've been attacked by a shark.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like
when all they were doing is like. Wonder what that thing is.
Yeah. What is that?
But to you're like, Mother of God!
But like, it hurts like, and it's bad when you get bit by a shark. Like, it does. I'm
well,
not
gonna anytime your
not
insides are on your outside, it's bad. That's a general rule that I have. Yeah.
But like, in the episode that we did with Christina, the first episode we did, like, our host gets bit on the hand. He's wearing chainmail. So it doesn't pierce the chainmail. He's fine. But like, he's feeding the shark and the shark just overbites.
Yeah.
And bites his hand and thought it was a fish and just
no big deal.
No, but
right. Didn't mean to. Accident.
Yeah, accident.
And he lets go
accident
right away. Happened.
Yeah, and he goes and he like swims off. And then this next
swam
one,
swam over to his office and wrote an apology letter.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, he swam back
still
around.
Still in the mail. I don't
fish.
Think he's gotten that yet.
the other thing that we learned that was really interesting that is in the episode that's up right now. And our Luke Tipple, the guy who's the host, taught us this. Basically, if there is a shark and it's showing signs of aggression. And you start to see it coming towards you, the number one thing you do
is cry. You just start crying.
Oh, I feel sad. Into tears. I'm not even gonna. Swims away.
Yeah, he's crying. I don't want to bother
now
him.
Now I just feel bad. Yeah. Was it me? Did I do something? I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
It was probably me.
This is just kind of pathetic. Now you just stop. You don't have to cry. I'm leaving. Okay, fine. Well, I'm going to bite you now, because now I think you're kind of a dick.
It's kind of 360.
Our whole ocean is full of water, and you're crying. You're putting more water.
Yeah,
in
it's salty enough in here.
Salty enough in here.
Yeah.
Anyway, the number one thing you do is you swim at the shark.
Oh.
You swim at the shark, and then...
Do you get extra points for screaming?
Yes. So he was diving in, where was it, Guadalupe? He was diving in Guadalupe at one point a couple of years ago.
Is this
ago.
A verified fact?
Yeah.
Because I feel there's like there's footage. The things where they're like, if a bear comes up, make yourself big and yell, but then other people are like, don't do that, you're just going to piss it off.
No, so we actually did, so in the episode that we put up, he shows you there's a shark coming towards him and he swims at it and it diverts off. So we actually literally do it in the episode. We show you how to... Keep yourself safe.
So it's like any other thing.
Yeah.
Like it's scared of you
too. That is the thing that surprised me was how scared sharks are of like things.
Yeah, like he was diving in Guadalupe and there was a great white that was rushing up towards him as he dove into the water. He looked down and saw a great white coming at him. And he turned his body down.
And he did one of those body checks.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Yes.
And the shark was like,
quite literally what he did. He turned his body down, swam at it. And the shark diverted off.
Because it snapped him out. I was like, oh shit, what the fuck is that? And then it just turns and it diverts.
Well,
it
makes sense
to.
Because if you're an apex predator and you're used to everything freaking out when it sees you
and
you
running.
See a thing that's like, nope, I am phased, that would make perfect sense.
Yeah. It knocks them out of their comfort
zone. It's like the little guy in prison who goes up and punches the big guy in the face. And then everybody's like, don't mess with the little guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy's scary as fuck. He'll swim at a shark.
So that is...
That makes perfect sense, though.
It makes perfect sense because they are the apex predators. So when you swim at them, they're used to things running from them. If you try and swim away...
If you act like prey...
If you act like prey, you're going to become prey. If you don't act like prey, you're not going to be prey. So like you have to counteract that.
That's like... In movie, it's like that scene in Pee Wee Herman when the bikers are gonna beat him up.
Oh right!
And he like does the whole tequila dance, and they're like, "He's okay. He's not afraid of us. He did a fun dance."
I remember that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that part.
That is the equivalent to swimming at a
surviving
shark.
Yeah.
So if you're ever, this is for all the listeners out there, if you're ever in the water and you see a shark swimming at you, just think of that scene in Pee Wee's Big Adventure and
just do
the play
tequila,
dance. In your head and just start dancing at that shark, baby. Put on your platform flippers and swim your ass right at that scary mouth full of jagged teeth.
It will divert. It's crazy. We got it on camera.
That's cool to know.
Yeah.
Also, a good lesson for everything that's ever existed in history. If you ever see a white guy coming at you, just run away. Because they're nothing but bad news. You can ask, every society on every continent in the history of this planet, if you see a bunch of white dudes swimming or running at you, just go. Just run the other way. It's nothing but bad news. They mean you. They mean you all harm. It's like, and this is coming from a white guy. I'm very ashamed. We're a horrible breed of people.
Colonialism at its finest. Yeah. Anyway, we're in an hour 14, and it's already 10.
Cool. So you guys only got about two more hours to go.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Oh, I love it.
Well, thank you, Sean, so much for coming on. I appreciate
it. Dude, this is
wonderful.
Thanks
for staying late with us.
I'm,
literally.
I'm very happy to be here.
Staying late with us. It's been a joy. Sorry I had to scar you.
What?
I scarred you.
He's already forgotten.
For life. Oh, I shouldn't have reminded you.
Oh, that? No, yeah. I'm going to do my best to not think about it ever again. I'm sad that you guys had to witness that in person.
Oh, I'm the only one who witnessed it in person.
Yeah, he came to me this morning and was like, look at this. And he did the whole spiel to me.
Yeah, oh, this happened to just you.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys, different trains.
Yeah.
Different times.
Different times.
I see.
Yeah.
So. Aren't you happy that you missed that?
Oh, yeah. I usually try to find a seat and go to sleep.
I thought you said find a Satan.
Oh. That too.
I like to find a
Satan.
I
like to hop on the train,
hello,
find a Satan.
You're
and...
Satan, now I'm going to go to sleep.
Hey, 666, all good here. Yeah. Conk out.
I'm not sleeping until I find that goddamn Satan. Where's that Satan?
Easy to find on the metro,
yeah,
by the way.
Easy, yeah,
not hard to track down. No, lives underground. It's nice and warm. Yeah, sort of muggy down there.
Yeah.
Always smells a little off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid to lean back in my chair sometimes.
I don't sit. That's my secret to the subway success. I don't touch any surfaces.
It does feel a little wet.
I'm legitimately the guy who like surf floats around, like
leans into turns and just surfs down
the tracks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll grab a bar if necessary.
I saw a woman get hand sanitizer as she's leaving. I'm like, that's the move. I need to start bringing hand sanitizer.
Right. Yep, me too. I was thinking about that the other day. And I was trying to get off the... Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday.
And you tried to end the podcast.
I was trying to get...
How shameful. We're not done here.
I was trying to get off the train, and I was walking to the door from my seat, doing the last, like, as we were getting to stop, like, try and get to the door so that I can, like, make sure I get out before the door closes, obviously, because it's, like, people... And there was somebody... There were, like, people standing near the door, and I had one of those moments where I was walking, and I didn't realize the train was speeding up or slowing down, whatever would have done this to me, and I reached out for the bar.
And it went the other direction.
And it went
direction.
The other direction. And I went like this. No! And like fell back into this dude.
That's
and
amazing.
And totally caught me, and I was like, I'm so sorry. He was like, sorry, that happened to me like 2 days ago.
So that's amazing.
Thank God I'm not alone. So I had to spend the rest of the 2 minutes as we pull up to the station feeling super embarrassed.
That's like the beginning of a romantic comedy right there.
Except I got off the train. Nothing happened, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
hard. You had to explain to him that you're already married.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, dude. I almost lost my wedding ring in the ocean, so I probably wouldn't, if that had happened,
that would have been a whole
You've been available. That's the rules. If you lose your ring, you're single.
Anyway.
No ring ain't no thing.
No, I mean, I probably, I would have literally been... by sharks. I would have dove in after it and been eaten by sharks.
Unless you swam at them.
That's true.
But
here's the thing, I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, if you just Aquamaned that shit and you just full bore, just like move sharks.
Yep.
I got to get this ring or my wife's going to be pissed. They'd have been like, I'm out of the way.
Yeah, apparently going at.
Clear a path.
Anyway, okay, well, Sean, where can people find you? Online. Can they find you anywhere?
Man, I thought you were just going to end that with where can people find you? And it's like, how much time do you guys have? I'm all over the place. I have a website with my name.
Oh, really?
Because I'm an actor.
That's
amazing.
I'm
doing that Hollywood game.
Yeah.
So I have an actual website. It's seancork.com.
SEANCORK.
Go to IMDb, right?
Yeah, I'm on there too.
Go to IMDb.com. Look up Sean Cork. Bring up his star meter.
Oh, yeah.
Go yeah, knock
day.
That puppy up.
Knock it
Papa
up.
Needs a new agent.
So if you like him, just meander. Go to the Apple Store and put Sean Cork in all the phones.
Yeah, all of
IMDb.
Them.
IMDb.
Just put my pretty face wherever you're...
Bump up the star meter and, you know, get some good love out there.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I am a... I just did a little commercial about two weeks ago. That was really fun.
For what?
For a credit union.
Nice.
Yeah, man. A little credit union, Unify.
Okay.
So that should be...
That's awesome.
That should be premiering soon on every cable network.
Perfect. I'm going to watch
it.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
You might see my goofy face doing some stuff.
What were you doing? Can you talk about it?
Yeah. They didn't... Like, there wasn't an NDA. This isn't like a Marvel contract or something. They're like, okay, you cannot talk about this bank commercial. Yeah, no, it was mostly just reaction shots, which was really cool. I didn't even have to learn any lines.
That's
easy
great.
Gig. It was super fun. It was like a day shoot. Cool
awesome.
Crew. Everybody was really fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a great time.
That's so nice.
More people hire me. That's what I'm going to say. That's my plug for myself.
That's your plug?
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
I don't know.
I know.
I
found you.
Where'd you find me?
We both
found
you, right
Louis
here.
12.
Louis 12. L-U-W-I 12 on Instagram.
Yeah.
And on Twitter? You don't do
yeah,
it
I don't. I don't. I check Twitter like every 4 days.
Yeah,
I'm the same.
So
I'm bad with it.
People will mention me. I'm like, oh shit. I'm sorry. I didn't
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, because I have all that stuff. But like, even like Instagram, like people like post like every 14 seconds.
Dude, and you know what? I've got like you know, you wake up in the morning, you look at your phone, and you go through the feed. Now I've gotten to the point where like I kind of don't look. I just go on Reddit. Because there's something about just
Reddit's
having...
That's a real rabbit hole site.
Yeah, because I have like I have no connection with these people, and for some reason that's a little bit soothing to me, where I can just like go down a feed without feeling some sort of attachment.
It's kind of like going to a party where you know no one.
Yeah.
So you can almost have more fun.
Yeah.
Because who cares?
Yeah. That's kind of what I that's kind of where I'm at now. So I took a little break from the social media, but.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'll probably pop back in. You know, it ebbs and flows.
It's good to take a break, though, man.
Yeah,
like,
really can't
take
be
people
on
get
on.
So sucked into this shit.
It's nice.
And, like, yeah, I understand its importance, but, like, if your life is your face attached to a small electronic device, you're not living right.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
Go out in the sun.
Go out in the
sun.
Yeah,
man, there's
have
stuff to experience.
Time. Get on the subway.
You actually look at the things in front of you instead of constantly holding a phone between you and those things.
I do try to go into rooms and I'm like, okay, I need to learn some details. Green wall. White trim. Let's see. There's like six lights. Just so like I can start paying attention to things. Because I'll go into rooms and not realize what I was in or what I did.
Yeah.
Like I just, I don't know. Whatever. Follow me at Louis 12 on Instagram. That's my what?
That's how you get abducted.
Yes, without realizing.
When you just wander into places, you know, willy-nilly.
How did I get here?
How did I get here? Oh, why am I chained to this chair? Yeah. Oh, I did it again.
You can find me at Spencer Stark. We are at an hour 21. We gotta go.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Oh, and watch Shark Week on Snapchat.
Watch Shark Week
That's
on Snapchat.
The best way to leave this. You just say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I notice you guys snap a lot.
We used to kiss.
I like the kissy thing. I think that's more fun.
Now that star is gone.
Yeah, we can do it.
Also, hugs too. I'm hugging. We're all hugging the air.
I'm hugging some healing.
He's physically hugging the mic, the whole mic and everything.
Are
you squeezing your mic?
I'm pulsing.
He's pulsing the mic, Jesus.
Okay, we gotta stop.
Oh, Lord.